Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and focus on what's really moving the needle. And today, we're diving into something that's genuinely starting to reshape software development: Turing bots. Our mission really is to unpack how these, advanced AI systems are becoming intelligent agents, across the whole software development lifecycle. We'll focus particularly on the C# and .NET world, and importantly, what it all means for you.
Yeah, and what's key here, I think, is that Turing bots are, they're really quite a bit more than just coding assistants. You should think of them more like sophisticated AI-driven partners, really. They automate tasks, sure, but they also give you insights all the way through the SDLC. They're essentially intelligent agents. They can perceive their environment, think your code base, your requirements, make decisions, and then act on them. Design, coding, testing, deployment, the whole lot. The shift we're seeing is pretty profound. It's moving us from humans simply, working with AI tools, to humans actually managing teams of these sophisticated agents. Agents that can plan, execute, optimize, often with, honestly, minimal hand-holding.
Okay, so more than coding assistants. Can you break that down a bit? Like, what kinds of tasks are we actually talking about here? What might surprise people?
Oh, it's quite broad. We can sort of categorize them. First, you've got your coder bots. Think GitHub Copilot, but maybe more advanced, generating pretty solid code from just natural language, like maybe generating a full API endpoint just from a basic schema description. Then you have tester bots. These automate testing, obviously, but some are now creating what they call self-healing tests.
Self-healing tests. What does that even mean?
It means imagine a test that doesn't just break and fail if, say, a button moves slightly on the user interface. The bot is smart enough to go, okay, the button's moved, and it automatically updates the test script to find that new element. Pretty neat. But yeah, it goes way beyond just coding and testing. These bots can intelligently debug complex issues, suggest and perform code refactoring, automate documentation generation, even help with architectural decisions. What's really fascinating, I think, is their capacity to think, learn, and advise. It's not just about automating the boring stuff anymore.
Right. And beyond just the capabilities, the impact seems to be the real story here.
Yeah.
You mentioned some numbers that sounded, pretty staggering.
They are. Forrester, for instance, is predicting a 50% reduction in software development timelines by 2028.
50%.
That's
massive.
It really is. And it's not just about typing code faster. It's about the AI, say, proactively spotting potential design flaws early on, or suggesting better algorithms, or even handling those huge refactoring jobs that usually bring development to a standstill for weeks. It just massively accelerates getting products to market. And for you, the developer, it means a huge productivity boost, automating boilerplate, writing unit, or integration tests.
Yeah, the stuff nobody really likes doing.
Exactly. Less context switching, more time in that flow state leads to better focus, and honestly, probably higher job satisfaction because you're tackling the more interesting, creative problems.
And it's quality too, right? You mentioned it's less about fixing bugs after the fact.
Precisely. It's a shift from being reactive to proactive. AI can offer predictive defect detection. Think of it like a super intelligent static analyzer that learns from your team's past mistakes and flags potential bugs before they even get checked in. It helps bake quality in right from the start throughout the whole process. Quality by design, essentially.
Okay, so this sounds powerful. Let's bring it home for our listeners working in .NET. What does this mean specifically for the C# ecosystem? Are the tools there?
Absolutely. C# is actually a really strong platform for this kind of AI work. There are several key tools and frameworks. You've got ML.NET, which is Microsoft's open source cross-platform machine learning framework. It lets you build custom AI models right within your .NET apps. Then, of course, there's Azure AI Services and the Azure OpenAI Service. These give C# developers easy access via APIs to incredibly powerful models like GPT-4.
Okay, so cloud AI is accessible. What about integrating these LLMs more deeply?
That's where something like Microsoft Semantic Kernel comes in. It's an SDK designed to bridge the gap between conventional code, like C# and large language models. It lets you define plugins so the AI can orchestrate tasks, even automatically figure out which C# function to call based on a user's request. It gives your apps a way to reason using these models. And we can't forget Roslyn, the .NET compiler platform. It's fundamental if you want to build custom Turing bots in C#. It lets your bot deeply analyze, understand, and even rewrite C# code. It's like the bot's brain for understanding code structure.
Got it. So the tools are definitely emerging. Now, the practical side, deploying these things, local versus cloud. Well, what's the thinking there for C# projects?
Right. The classic deployment question. Running locally has its perks. Definitely enhance privacy and control your code, your data. It all stays in-house. over time, it can potentially be more cost-effective, you know, avoiding those recurring cloud subscription fees. And you get lower latency, which matters for real-time interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Tools like Llama actually make it simpler these days to run capable LLMs locally and integrate them with C# apps.
But the cloud must have its advantages, too.
Oh, for sure. Scalability is the big one. Need more power. The cloud offers it almost instantly. Flexibility, too. Plus, you generally get easier access to the absolute latest, most powerful models via services like Azure OpenAI, Google's Vertex AI, or AWS CodeWhisperer. Integration with existing cloud CI/CD pipelines can also be smoother. It really comes down to balancing your project's specific needs, sensitivity of data, budget, and performance requirements.
Makes sense. But look, integrating AI this deeply, it's not going to be seamless, right? There must be challenges, hurdles to overcome.
Oh, definitely. No rose-tinted glasses here. You've got issues like, well, ensuring the quality of the data the bots learn from, garbage in, garbage out, as they say. There's the complexity of integrating these systems smoothly with all your existing tools and processes, and importantly, the need for new skills within the team. But the key is focusing on the solutions. You need clear goals for what you want the AI to do. Start small, maybe. Take a phased approach. Automate documentation or boilerplate first, maybe, not core logic. And crucially, emphasize human oversight. It's not about replacing developers, it's about augmenting them. We need to invest in what you might call human AI collaboration skills, teaching developers how effectively prompt, guide, and validate what these AI agents are doing. Think AI whisperer, not just coder.
So, wrapping this up, It sounds like Turing bots aren't just a trend. They're a pretty fundamental evolution for software development, almost a competitive necessity now.
I think that's fair to say. The future really does look like a powerful synergy, a partnership between human creativity and these intelligent AI agents.
Okay, so a final thought to leave our listeners with.
Well, if Turing bots really are shifting the dynamic, moving us from being a human working with AI tools to a human managing a team of AI agents, just think. What new frontiers of creativity, what new kinds of innovation will you unlock when your day-to-day focus shifts away from the repetitive coding and truly onto complex problem-solving, strategic thinking, and high-level design? What becomes possible then?